Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Samaches, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Zayin and Beis, and our Mishnah just taught us, Mishakar Vo'ime, Yoitzin and Moitzin, Shuke Yishlayim, Shu Molik Kamech Koli, or as we were going, Shu Molik Kamech Vikoli, Shalibur Tzayin Chacham Div Rameyar, and Rameyar holds this was done, Shalibur Tzayin Chachamim, as the Chacham were concerned, that potentially while someone was processing the Tzvuah, then they would come to eat it, and of course there's an Issa to eat from the Tzvuah Chadasha prior to bringing the Korban Oimer. However, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that this was done as the Chachamim were happy that the Oilei Regalim should have enough food to eat while they were in Yerushalayim. Our Gemara now begins and is almost an exact repeat of a Gemara that we had in Masechtas Pesachim on the bottom of Daf Yud and Beis and the top of Daf Yud Aleph and Mid Aleph. And our Gemara is v'leigaz Rabbi Yehuda dilma asal lemeichel minei, that is it true that Rabbi Yehuda did not make a zira that potentially while someone was busy processing Tfuah that they would come to eat from the Tfuah prior to bringing the Korban Oimer? Reminu, well, I'll ask you a stira for the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Yud and Beis, as the Mishnah brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as to the time that someone has to do bedikas chametz, and the Mishnah states Rabbi Yehuda imed boikin or yudalu yudalu shachris uvishas abia. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ikur time for bedikas chametz is on the night of the 14th. But if someone did not do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th, then they would do a bedika on the 14th of Nisan in the morning, and if they did not do so in the morning, then they would do so in the 6th hour of the day, which is the standard time for Bir Chametz. And the Mishnah continued and brought the sheet of the Chamim, the Chamim Lebodak or Yudalid, Yibdik Bir Dalid, Lebodak Bir Dalid, Yibdik Betechamoid, Lebodak Betechamoid, Yibdik Lachamoid. And as Rashi Masechtas Pesachim explains, that the Cham argue Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that if one did not do Bedika in the morning of the 14th, then one would do Bedika in the 6th hour, which Rabbi Yehuda called Shasabir, and the Cham referred to that time as Betechamoid. And as Rashi states in Masechtas Pesachim, Beshashishish, and the Chacham even hold that if one doesn't do Bedika during the 6th hour, then one would also be able to do Bedikas Chametz even from the 6th hour until the end of the day and until it gets dark. And Rashi in Asuga states, Rabbanan Pligula, the Amri, Loi Bodik Betecha Moid, Klaima, Bemoid Srefasai, the Hainu Beshesh, Yivdek Laacha Moid, Betecha Pesach Atzmai. And the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim explains the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, Dilma Asal Mechamene, that the Chacham were concerned that if we allow you to do bedikas chametz even after the 6th hour, where chametz is already asur bana, that potentially someone will come to eat from the chametz. While the rabbanan alei gazrina dilma asur lemeichel minei, and initially our gemara is bothered that lechayr we have a stira between Rabbi Yehuda's shitais, as in our mishnah Rabbi Yehuda was not goyzer the dilma asur lemeichel minei, and meanwhile Masechtas Pesachim Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that he is goyzer dilma asur lemeichel minei. And as we will see in daf samach hasam and aleph, the gemara will also ask a stira in the words of rabbanan, as in our mishnah Rabbi Meir holds that and meanwhile, the Rabbanan and Masechtas Pesachim, which includes Rameyer, are not Geizer Dilma Asalim Lechemene. And the Gemara will get to this point on Daf Samachesim and Aleph. And our Gemara continues and he answers the Stira in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, as Amar Rabbi and Rabbi explains, Shani Chodosh, and we continue on Daf Samachesim and Aleph, Mitech Shle Tatloi El Aide Titav Zachahu, that since the Mishnah will teach us on Daf Ayinim and Aleph, that it's also to cut any grain prior to the Omer, and the only way that it was possible that these storekeepers already had flour prior to the Oimer being brought was only by cutting their grain using a shinui and by ripping out the grain with their hands and not using a sickle. Therefore, certainly they would remember that the reason why they're doing it with a shinui is because it's chadash and it's asa b'achila, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda held in the gate of Oimer that there was no need or requirement to make a gzera of dilma asalim lechemunei. And Rashi explains the lashon of our Gemara of Alidei Kitov that comes from the lashon in Pashat Kisetze of the Ketavta Melilas Biyadecha. And the Gemara continues and is still bothered as Amalei Abaya, as Abaya responds to Rabbah, that Tenech Ksira, so your pshat makes sense during the time that they're cutting the grain, as at that time they're doing it with a shinui, and therefore we don't have a reason to make a takana, but certainly these storekeepers already ground the wheat and already sifted the flour, and if so, how could our Mishnah state that Rabbi Yehuda Imeh B'Tzein Chacham Moyoysin, if Rabbi Yehuda should have made a takana of Dilma Asal L'Meichel Menei during the time of grinding and sifting? And the Gemara answers, Halakasha, Tchinaber Chayadi Oda, Hakod Al Gabi Nava, and Enichanami, even these processes were done with the shinoi, as instead of using a water mill to grind the wheat into flour, they used a hand mill, and similarly, instead of using a sifter in the standard way, they would do so klache yad, and they would turn it over, and therefore they did it with a shinoi, and since they did it with a shinoi, therefore zachu, so they remembered that it was actually still chadash, and therefore Yehuda held that's b'tzayin chachamim, and there was no reason to be geizah duma asalam echamnei. However, Abaye now continues to ask another question, as Beis HaShloch in the Shari Ktira, the Tanan, Koytin Beis HaShloch Shabar Mokim, Avaloi Goitshin Mayik Lameima, Nilamaisa, since we will see in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, where the Gemara will tell us that the Mishnah is going according to Shit Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is allowed to cut Tfuah even in a normal manner when cutting Tfuah in a Beis HaShloch, which is an irrigated field, but even so, one is not allowed to stack up the grain that was cut. And Lameisa, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that one is allowed to cut the Tfuah of Beis HaShloch in a standard manner, if L'chiri should be Geizah, Duma Asalim Nechumunei? When we learn the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, we will explain this further. But Rashi and Agamar states, Koitzim Beis HaShloch Shabbat Makim, the key in the state of Eshihi, as since it's a dry field and it had to be irrigated, if you will leave it in the field too long, the grain will get ruined, and therefore they allowed one to cut the tour even before the Omer, and Lishnachrin Ra'yasein Ve'in Omer Bermehen. And another reason is because the tour that grows in the Beis HaShlochin is inferior quality and was not brought for the carbon Omer. And as the Gemara will explain, that the only issa of cutting any tour prior to the Omer is only Mokim Shata Mevi at the Kaitza. However, when Mokim Shiata Mevi at the Kaitza, the Lashon Ze Ikka Vechim Mufurish Lakamon, and Rashi continues, Avaloi Goitchen, Loya Asenu Godish Abba Acha Omer. And as Taisa states, Avaloi Goitchen, Meshum de Begadisha, Leka Pseido, Ishef Kina Abba Acha Omer. And Taisa continues, Vahadisha Rabuda Kamach Vekali Masisin, that was specifically Meshum Eilu Regalim Hatiru. And Lamaisa, because of this question, so Abai is back to our original question as to the stereo between Rabbi Huda, as Benegei Chadash, Rabbi Huda is not Geizer, Dilma Asalam Echomene, and Benegei Chametz on Pesach, Rabbi Huda is Geizer, Dilma Asalam Echomene, and therefore Elam Abai, Chadash Baldmene, Chametz Le Baldmene, and Abai is Mechale between Chadash and Chametz, and since a person is used to not eating Chadash the entire year, therefore Rabbi Huda did not feel the need to make a Gzira, and whether since it's normal for a person to eat Chametz the entire year, so Rabbi Huda was concerned that we're going to allow him to perform Bedikas Chametz after this man of Isav Chametz, so he may come to eat Chametz, and therefore he was Geizah Dilma Asalim Mechumene, and Ayin Rashi Chodesh Badumene, Shrei Le Ochel Chodesh Kalashana, and Chametz Le Badumene Kalashana, Shrei Ochel Adhina, Hilkach Asalim Mechle. The Gemara now continues, Amravad Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda Kasha, Rabbanad Rabbanad Le Kasha, that why do you only ask a stira on the words of Rabbi Huda, if Lechur we also have a stira on the words of Rabbanon, as in the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, the Rabbanon taught us, and one has to do B'dikas Chametz, even after the Zman of Issa Achila of Chametz, and they are not Gerizah, Dilma Aslam Echumene, and meanwhile, Rabbi and our Mishnah stated that was Shalei B'tzayin Chachamim, and he was Gerizah, Dilma Aslam Echumene, and the Gemara tells us, Elam Rava, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, like Kasha, Kedashninon, and Rava explains that the Stira in Rabbi Huda is not a Stira, as Abaye just explained, and Chodesh Badumene, and Chametz Le Badumene, and Rabbanon, Rabbanon, like Kasha, and the Stira between Rabbanon is also not Shver, as who Atzman Mechazel of the Serfoy, Mechel Achumene, that in Mesechus Psachim, certainly Rabbanon did not feel that there was a need to make a Gzira, Dilma Aslam Echumene, and since the entire purpose of Bedikas Chametz is in order to get rid of Chametz, therefore certainly he knows that he can't eat Chametz, and certainly he won't eat from this Chametz. However, since in our Mishnah, the whole purpose of him cutting the grain and making it into flour is in order to be able to eat the flour, therefore certainly it makes sense to make a Takana, Dilma Aslam Echumene. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another Teretz between the Stira, between the words of Rabbi Huda, as Rav Ashi Amad, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, like Kasha, and Rav Ashi wants to explain that the reason why there's no Stira in the words of Rabbi Huda is Kemech V'Kolitran, because in our Mishnah, the only thing that they were actually making and producing out of this grain is only flour and toasted grain, and both of them are not Roy Lachila, and as Rashi explains, the In Ruin Lachila, as Kemech Ke'in Kemech Shalano, as Kemech is like our flour, and certainly it's not Roy Lachila, some Agurius V'Koli, Tuash, and Siaf Shabbatanar, and then once again, it's not Roy Lachila, Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, Kemech V'Kolitran, the Kemech Laba Achilu, V'Koli, Kivin Shemuhuvu, Be'esh, Niskasha, Be'in Roy Lachilachi, and Ein Shem, they brings down the gears of our Mishnah, Kemach Koli, Kemach Ha'asim in Kloyes, V'loi Bo L'meimo, V'Koli, the Savi, the Koli, Roy Lachila Meikara, Ayin Shem, and also Ayin Tesis Rid, and Mesechlis Pesachim, and Daf Yud Aleph, where he brings down the gears of our Mishnah as Kemach Koli, and he explains that our Mishnah is discussing a specific case where they actually took toasted grain and they actually ground it up into into flour. Certainly, lo yahayim mechun kleis b'shuk shem yishkechu v'yechlu. Certainly, toasted grain is definitely something that was roi lachila. And lo yahayim techna kleis v'oisim men kamach kivin shloyim mashin oisam leka limigzod dema achum menayu the kamach shakali lechazi lachila at shloyim vashal oisai ayin shem. However, Agamar continues v'hadrav ashi berusahi osama geiz v'hadrav ashi bedusahi. This territory of Ashi is an outside territory and is not an acceptable territory as Tainach Mikali Ve'ilach, as this territory would make sense once the tool was already turned into the stage of Kali and it was no longer Royal Achila, but Ad Kali Ma'ik Lemema, Balachayud, it was a procedure that was done until they toasted the grain. Up until that point, the tool was certainly Royal Achila, certainly Rabbi Hudishmi Kaiser, Dilma Asalam Mechamnei, Vichitema Hachanami Aide Kita Fuchidraba. And if you will say the reason why Rabbi Huda did not make Xer up until this point, because they pulled out the grain with the shinoi and they did not cut it with a sickle. And similarly, Tchina and Akoda were done with the shinoi as Tchina Berichayed Yoda and Akoda Gabi Napa, and therefore Zochu, and you will remember that it's Chodosh, and one will not come to eat Chodosh, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to be Geuza, Dilma Asal Mechumnei. However, we would still have the question of Abaya, that Beis Ashlochan is Shariak Tzir, Mayak Lamemar, as in that case, we're not doing it Ali De Shinoi, and if so, why would Rabbi Yehuda not be Geuza, Dilma Asal Mechumnei? Therefore, Rabashi's teretz is not acceptable. And some explain that the Gemara means that it must be that Rav Ashi never gave this teretz. And Ayn Rashi at Kali Maik Lemema Kagoyim B'Shas Ksira D'Roy Loiklai. Certainly, it was a standard that people would suck on the stalks and would actually eat the kernels directly from the stalks. Before we continue with the Mishnah, let us point out that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states V'lechem V'Kali V'Cham Loi Seichlu Ad Etzum Eir Mezeh Ad Aviyachem Es Karben Alekechem Chukas Eilom D'Yosechem Mechol Meshvisechem. As we will see, that this seems to be a steer in the pasuk, as initially it's mashma that one cannot eat chadosh ad etzemayim azeh, and it's not tolerated in bringing the korban oimer. Then it's mashma that one cannot eat chadosh until they actually brought the korban oimer. And our mishnah begins mishikar v'oimer hut chadosh miyad, that once they brought the korban oimer, that is the point that chadosh became mutar b'achila. The mishnah continues that since bezdin would be zrizin in the mitzvah of the korban oimer, and since kohanim was zrizin, therefore certainly by chatzei sayayim the korban oimer was always brought, and our chaykim mutarim chatzei sayayim v'alalon, and therefore even people that were further away from Yerushalayim and did not know exactly when they brought the minchas ha'omer, once it was chatzei sayayim, they were able to eat from the tuah chadasha. And the mishnah continues mishachar beis hamikdash hiskim Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai shehi yayim enof kule asa, that once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made a takana at the entire test zayin nisan, which is the standard day that if the beis hamikdash would have been around, then we would have brought the korban ha'omer, that day is completely asar, and one is not able to eat chadash until the next day. And the Mishnah refers to the day of bringing the korban oimer as Yom Hanav, since tzufa was done to the korban oimer. However, the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'loy menatiru asa, that why does our Mishnah state Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made gzir that it's asa, if l'chayr it's asa midiraisa, shenema as the pasuk states, ad etzum yom hazeh, and Rabbi Yehuda learns that the word etzum yom hazeh means the entire day, and it ad v'ad b'chlal, and as Rashi states, it was man she'im misabidush kayim ishtayikra, k'demukim b'gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda understands that this part of the pasuk is referring to a time frame when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and the Torah is telling us that if there's a Beis HaMikdash, then Chodesh becomes Mutar b'Akravas HaOmer, and if there is no Beis HaMikdash, then it would still be Asid Chodesh the entire Tazayin Nisan. And the Mishnah now continues, and Rashi explains that the next part of the Mishnah is not only Lefir Meir and Lefir Tanakamva Mishnah, but also Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, as even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, one is only allowed to eat Chodesh after they brought the carbon Omer. And therefore, the Mishnah explains that if it's true that one cannot eat from Chodosh until one brought the Korban Omer, so how could it be that those that were further away from Yerushalayim and did not know when they actually brought the Korban Omer allowed it to start eating from the Tefuah Chadasha after Chatzei Seyoyim? And as we previously explained, the Mishnah states that since they knew that Bezin would not be lazy and Bezin would certainly bring the Korban Omer prior to Chatzeis, therefore certainly the Tefuah Chadasha was mutar from Chatzeis Hayoyim and forward. And the Gemara begins, Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu, that Rav Shmuel both explained the sheet of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, that Mizman Shmeis HaBikdash Kayim Oimer Mater, during the time that we had the Beis HaMikdash, so to bring the Oimer was Mater the Tefuah Chadasha, and prior to bringing the Oimer, one could not eat the Tefuah Chadasha, but Mizman Shmeis Beis HaMikdash Kayim Heir Mizruch Mater, but if there was no Beis HaMikdash, therefore we could not bring the Korban Oimer, so certainly one was not able to eat the Tefuah Chadasha on the night of Tazayin Nisan, but one was able to start eating the Tefuah Chadasha beginning from Hanetzach Chama of Tazayin Nisan. And as Rashi states, Hey Mizrach Hanitza Chamashel Tezayin Avoleiloi Asar, and Rav and Shmuel explain my time and what is the makar as Trey Craig CV, as we have two parts of the pasuk. It's Ksiv, as the end of the pasuk states Ad Aviyacham, and the Ksiv, and previously the pasuk stated Ad Etzem Yemazeh, and Haketa Kam Bizman Shbeisim Yishkayim Kam Bizman Sheibeisim Yishkayim. When there was a Beisim Yidash, then one would have to wait until they brought the carbon Omer in order to eat Chadash, and as the pasuk states Ad Aviyacham. However, if there was no Beis HaMikdash, then one would only have to wait Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, and as Rashi points out, Ad Mara Yoyim, Rav Shmuel defined the words Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh to referring Ad Mara Yoyim until the beginning of the day, and they hold Ad V'lo Yad B'chlal, and therefore one was able to eat from Chadash even from the beginning of the day and right after Nitzachama. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokish Damri Tavayu, and Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokish hold Afilu Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Heyer Mizruch Mater, that even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, one was able to eat from the Chodosh even from the beginning of the day, and they did not have to wait until they brought the Korban Omer. The Gemara is bothered, Voksiv Ad Aviyacham, the Lemaisa, the Pasuk states that one has to wait until they brought the Korban Omer, and the Gemara explains the mitzvah, and as Rashi states, mitzvah l'hamten at sheyikra v'omer, abulav le'ovar, that one would not be even alive if they eat Chodosh prior to this point. However, there is a mitzvah to wait until they bring the Korban Omer in order to eat Chodosh, and Ayin Ban Tesis, who discusses if there's an actual mitzvah that says, or if the Gemara just means that's mitzvah mufchar, but it's not an actual mitzvah say ayin sham, and ayin Rashi and daf heyam beis, where he explains the words ad etzem hayom hazeh according to Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, and as Rashi states mitakmino ad bachron ubachron haynu maris hayoyim dechsev tasha shoyim yashba umitakmino kroim yom shemarisa idoim liyam ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and asks a few questions on Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. As number one, our Mishnah stated mishikar v'omer hotu chodosh miyad, and it's mash. Until that point, it was also to eat Chadosh. The Gemara expands the mitzvah that in a chenami, our Mishnah only meant that it was a mitzvah not to eat Chadosh until they brought the Korban Omer, but certainly there was no lav to eat Chadosh even prior to bringing the Korban Omer. And as Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish stated, Afilu Bizman Shebeis Mishkayim Heir Mizruch Mater. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Hasan Beis, as our next Mishnah states, Ha'omer Ha'yomater B'Medino Shtei Alechem B'Migdash, and it's mashmor that the Omer was Mater Chadosh Medina, and it's not going to be mutter beheir ayoyim. And the Gemara once again answers the mitzvah that this is only teaching us that it's a mitzvah to wait until they brought the korban omer. But certainly, even bizman shebeis mishkayim, one was able to eat from the chadash, even mishehir mizrach. And we continue in daf samach chesam beis. The Gemara asks another question on Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, and this question will be once again from our Mishnah, as vatnan, as we learned in our Mishnah, mishachar beis hamikdash hiskim Rabbi Yechon Zakai sheheirayim enough kulei asar v'aminon my taima. And we explained that what is the reason for Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai's takana. The Gemara explained, "Behiri bana beis hamikdash v'yayim rishtake milay chalnu behir mizrach hashanami nechal v'lo yadoi dishtake loyave oimer heir mizrach mater v'hashta deiko oimer oimer mater." That the reason why Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made a takana is because he was concerned that if when there was no beis hamikdash, we would allow people to eat from their chadash right in the morning, and possibly when the beis hamikdash is rebuilt the following year, then people will think that they're able to eat from their Chadash right in the morning, and since we have a Beis HaMikdash, therefore they are no longer able to eat from Chadash until we are makriv the Omer. That's why Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made a takana. And nowadays it is also to eat Chadash the entire Tes Zayin Nisan. And the Gemara continues with this question, V'isal kedai tech l'mitzvah, and if it's true that the only reason that one would not be able to eat Chadash in the morning, even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, is only because of a mitzvah men amuvcha. So mishum mitzvah leikum v'ligzar, do you think just based on a mitzvah men amuvcha, the Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai would make such a takana, as the worst that will happen is that if the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then someone will be oivan a mitzvah and a mufcha, and they will eat chadash prior to bringing the korban omer? Because of this question, so the Gemara explains that Amr of Nachma Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Beshitas Rabbi Huda Amra, the Amr Ben Atira Asa, Shenema Ad Atzma Yemezeh, Ad Yitzuma Shal Yoyim, Vekasova Ad Vaad Bechlal, and really Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish were explaining the Shita Da Chachamim, and really the Chacham hold that even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, one was able to eat Chadosh Mishahir Ayoyim, and it was only a mitzvah ba'alma that one should wait until after they brought the Korban Omer. However, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai actually argues in the Chachamim, and he holds like the Shita Rabbi Huda, and as our Mishnah taught us, the Rabbi Huda holds that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then Midurais it's also to eat from Chadosh until after Tazayin Nisan, as the Pasuk states, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, and Rabbi Huda understands that the words Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh refer to Yitzum Mishal Yoyim and the actual day of Tazayin Nisan, and Ad B'Ad B'Chlal klal, and the Torah teaches us that if there is no Beis HaMikdash, then one is not allowed to eat chadash until after Tezayin Nisan. And the Gemara asks, "Umisavul kavase v'miflug polgla?" That how can you say Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh agrees to Shita Rabbi Yehuda? But Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh certainly seems to be chayluk on Rabbi Yehuda as a tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, "Mishachar Beis HaMikdash hiskin Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh sheheyayim enough kuli asa." And it's muchach that Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh held that this is a takana and this is not based on the Issa Deraisa. And clearly from a Mishnah we see that this is true, as Rabbi Yehuda responded to the Chacham that brought down the Shita Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, that how can you say it's based on the takana? And the Gemara responds, Rabbi Yehuda Huda Katoi, Rabbi Yehuda actually made a mistake as to the Shita Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, as who saw Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh mid Rabbanu Kamar, as he thought that the reason why Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh taught us that one cannot eat the Tefuah Chadasha on Tezayin Nisan is based on the Takanos Chachamim, but Volohi mid Raisa Kamar, as really Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh was teaching us the Din Deraisa, and Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh held exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered by Hiskin Ktani, but our Mishnah stated Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh made a takana, and clearly it doesn't seem to be a din deraisa. And the Gemara explains, my Hiskin darsh for Hiskin, that the lashon of Hiskin that Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh used refers to the fact that he was darsh for Hiskin, and it's Rashi Masechta Sukkah, and that Mem Alpha Mem Alpha explains darsh hamikra adva ad bechlal, because he dashed in the pasuk about etzim yemazeh exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yechim got up and was misakin, and as Rashi continues in Masechta Sukkah, lefi shayu regil lechol chodesh mechatzis la'alang shehabayis kayim ad achshav hutzuch l'sakin. Therefore, he had to make a takana and he had to teach people that nowadays that we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to eat chadash the entire Tezayin Nisan. And keep in mind that this explanation as to the Shita Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh only had to be stated according to the Shita Rabbi Yechim and Reish Lakish. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they could learn Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh was actually a takana drabbanon. Certainly, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is chelik Rabbi Yehuda, as he holds that Meduraisa nowadays one would be able to eat chadash even Mishiyeir Ayoyim. However, Rabbanon made Gzira Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And keep in mind when the Gemara stated V'isal Kadai Tech L'mitzvah Mishum Mitzvah Leikav V'ligzar, and we explained this Gemara based on the bottom Taisis on Daf Samach Chesem Aleph, as well as based on Taisis on Daf Heim Rebeis, where Taisis is my Kusha Amai Loi Nigzum Mishum Asei Afilu B'isal Chon Drabon Eshchon Perakam Debeya De Gazrin Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash L'fikach Nira De'ino Ela Mitzvah Na'mufcha Ba'alma V'afilu Asei Leka, as we previously mentioned. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that there's a Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin if Chodesh is also b'chutzlarts midraisa or only midrabbanon. And in addition, we know that in chutzlarts we keep 2 days of Yontiv, as we always have a Sveikad Yoima. Based on these points, our Gemara continues Rav Papa Rav Huna B'Yehuda Rav Yeshua, that Rav Papa and Rav Huna B'Yehuda Rav Yeshua, who lived in chutzlarts and lived after the Churban HaBayis, Achli Chodesh Pu'ot D'Shitza Nagi Shifsa, they would start eating Chodesh once the 16th of Nisan was over, and on the evening of the 17th of Nisan they would start eating Chodesh. And Kesavri Chodesh Bechutzlaretz Rabbanon, that since they held that the Issa of Chodesh Bechutzlaretz is always only Midrabbanon, therefore the Sveikah Lechashinon, so they weren't concerned about Sveikah D'Yoma as Suffolk Rabbanon Lekula. However, Rabbanon Rebbe Rabashi Achli B'Tzafra the Shifsa Kesavri Chodesh Bechutzlaretz Reisa, and Rabbanon Rebbe Rabashi ate Chodesh on the morning of the 17th of Nisan, as they held that Chodesh Bechutzlaretz Reisa, and therefore we have to be Chayshish for Sveikah D'Yoma. However, even though they were Chayshish for Sveikah D'Yoma, however, they were Machmir to also have the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh on the 17th of Nisan, and based on Sveikah D'Yoma that potentially this is only the 16th of Nisan, they should say that the entire 17th of Nisan should be Asati Chodosh. And as the Gemara explains, because Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh made Rabbanon talking that they held that the din of Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh of Shehi Yoyman of Kuli Asa is only a din Rabbanon and not a din Deraisa, and Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is actually Chelik on Behuda, the Chitokin Yoyman of Sveikah Loi Tokin, and Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh made his Takana, he specifically only made his takana for Tezayin Nisan and not for Yedzayin Nisan. Therefore, though he would not eat Chodosh the entire 16th of Nisan, and he would not eat Chodosh even on the night of the 17th, since he held that the Issa Chodosh B'chutzlaretz is a Din D'Raisa, therefore he held that Sveikah D'Raisa L'Chumra, and he wasn't able to eat Chodosh until the morning of the 17th of Nisan, as Min D'Raisa, once there was no Beis HaMikdash, Mishaheya Mizrach is Matir, as we learned. And the Gemara now continues with the third Shita, as Amar Ravina, Ravina told us, Amar Li Aim, that my mother told me avuch lehave ochel chadash al beuta de shivsa nagi tamnesa, that even in chutzlaretz bizmanazeh your father would not eat chadash until the night of the 18th of Nisan, meaning right after the 17th of Nisan. As number one, he held that the issa chadash in chutzlaretz is deraisa, and therefore sveikah deraisa lechumrah, and we have to be chayshish for Sveik the Yoma. Number two, he held Bizman Azel, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Issa Chodesh applies until the evening, as he explains that when the Pasuk states, Ad Etzim Yoyim Azel, Ad Ba'ad Bechlal, therefore he would not eat Chodesh until after the 17th of Nisan, and until the night of the 18th of Nisan. And as Rashi explains, the Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, Dama, Kol Yoyim Anafasim and Atira, Bechodesh Asim Chutzlar, Tereisa, Hilka Chayish Sveik, Lahamtim Kol Yoyim, as we explained. And we continue with the Mishnah, Ha'im Ha'im Matabah Medino, Shtei Alechba Mikdash, that as we previously mentioned that prior to bringing the Korban Omer, it was also to eat from the Tefuah Chadasha, and our Mishnah teaches us that once they brought the Minchas Omer, then it was mutter for Klal Yisrael to eat from the Tefuah Chadasha. However, they were still unable to bring any Korban Mincha from the Tefuah Chadasha, and that only became mutter once they brought the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. The Mishnah continues, Ein Mevi'im Minochay Subikurim Minchas Behema Koydim Lo Omer Em Hevi Pasol, but Koydim Shtei Lechem Lo Yaviv Em Hevi Kosher, that prior to bringing the Korban Omer, then not only was it also for Klal Yisrael to eat from the Tefuah Chadasha, but one was also not able to bring a Korban Mincha from the Tefuah Chadasha, and they were not able to bring a Bikurim from the new Peiros, and they also were not able to bring a Minchas Hasachim, and even B'dieved, if they brought such a Korban, then the Korban would be Pasal. However, once they brought the Korban Omer on Tazayin Nisan, then even though the Chatchila, one could not bring a Mincha from the Tefuah Chadasha, and as the Pasuk B'negei the Shtei Lechem states, Mincha Chadasha, and as we will learn that Pei Dalam Beis, however, b'di'eved, if between Pesach and Shavuos one brought a Korban Mincha from the Tefuah Chadasha, then the Korban would be kosher. And our Gemara begins, Yosef Rav Tafim v'kakashle, the Rav Tafim was sitting and he was bothered, that ma bein kodem lo'imei l'kodem shtei lechem, that why is there a nafkamina, and if one would bring a Korban Mincha prior to bringing the Korban Omer, then it would be pasul, and if he brought it prior to bringing the shtei lechem, then it would be kosher. And Amar lo fanav Yehuda ben Nechemya, and Yehuda ben Nechemya responded, that since prior to bringing the Korban Omer, the Tefuah was also to Hedid, so therefore if one brought a Korban from Tefuah Chadasha, it would be Pasal. However, since after we brought the Korban Omer, the Tefuah Chadasha is Mutter to Hedid, so B'dieved, if one brought a Korban from the new Tefuah, then it would be Kasher. And the Gemara states, Shasak Rav Tafin, the Rav Tafin was quiet and he didn't have a response, and Savu Pono, Shel Yehuda ben Nechemya, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, and Yehuda ben Nechemya's face shone, and he was very happy that he was able to find a teretz for the question that bothered Rav Tafin. And Amar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said to Yehuda ben Nechemya, Yehuda tzavu panecha sheshavta zokein temaniim tarech yomim, although you found a proper teretz and a proper response to Rav Tafin's question, however, by showing your joy, you will be mivazer Rav Tafin, and therefore I would be surprised if you will live out your year, and you will live until next year. And Amar Yehuda Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi tells us, that time of the year was halfway to Pesach, and as we know, that Shalom Adarshim Hilchus Pesach, Shleshim Yoyim Kodim L'Chag, and therefore 2 weeks before Pesach is considered half the way to Pesach, and Zok Rabbi Yudra Rabbi Loik, Shalisa La'atzeres, and when I went to be Oyla Regal on Shavuos, Sha'alti Achrav Yehuda Ben Chemeh Hechanu, and I asked where Yehuda Ben Chemeh is, V'armuli Nifta V'halachloi, and they told me that he was already Niftar, and Ayin Rashi that the Lashon Prasa Pesach, Lashon Prusa. And our Gemara continues, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Ladiver Yehuda ben Nechemya, Niske Bikurim Shekrivim Koydim La'imek Sherin, that since Yehuda ben Nechemya explained that once something's mutter to Hedid, then B'dieved you could bring it as a Korban, since the Issa Chadash only applies to grains and doesn't apply to fruits, so someone had early grapes that were grown prior to Pesach, and he pressed them prior to Pesach, and he then used it as Niske Yayin even prior to Pesach, and before the Korban Omer, it would be kosher. And the Gemara continues and asks, Pshita, now lechira, this din of Rav Nachman Yitzchak is pshita, and the Gemara responds that the chiddush Rav Nachman Yitzchak is that ma'or tima hasam hudotu mechlali etzel hediyet avol hachad loyhutu mechlali loy, that one would have thought that it's only been a geyat tfua where at one point it was usher and now it became mutter through the carbon oimet to a hediyet, but therefore b'di'evit if you brought it as a carbon then it would be kosher. However, been a gey yayin that never became usher, as grapes and yayin are never usher as chadash, so maybe this din would not apply. Then possibly if one would bring wine from the new grapes and would want to use it as nesachim prior to bringing the Omer, then maybe it would still be possible. However, Kamash Blon, Kolshkin Hachod, Lo Yisaklal, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's Chiddush is that since grapes and wine would never usher to a Hedyet, therefore certainly they are kosher to be brought as nesachim and even L'chatchila. And the Gemara continues, continues, and from this point until Savach Tasim and Aleph, Rami Bachoma will ask four questions, and the Gemara states, Say the Hanotza Goli Pil Simin, and the Gemara now continues with the first question of Rami Bachoma, and the Simin for this question is Seda, as Boy Rami Bachoma, Shte Alechem, Mao Shiatir, Shalai Kasidron, and the Gemara will explain the case in a moment, but Rami Bachoma's question is, that would the Shte Alechem be able to be Mater Tfua, even if they did not bring the Korban Oimer for this Tfua, and as the Gemara explains, Hechidami, and was the case, Kigoyin, the Zerinu, Beino Oimer, Lishte Alechem, V'chorof Olayu, Shte Alechem, V'Oimer, and Rami Bachoma's Shaila is, Mai, Kasidron Shayon, Shalai Kasidron Lai Shayon, Oidilma, Shalai Kasidron Nami Shayon, that in the scenario where in year one they already brought the Korban Oimer, and right after Pesach, someone went and planted Tfua, and then it grew prior to Shavuos, and on Shavuos they brought the Shte Alechem for the new Tfua, then on Tazayin Nisan of year two, they also brought the Minchas Oimer. Rami Bachoma has a Shaila, that since Lemaisa they already brought the Shte Alechem and the Oimer, after this Tfua was already grown, so maybe we would already be able to use this Tfua for Korbanos, or would we say that although it's true that the Shte Alechem and the Oimer was already brought after this Tfua was already produced, however these Korbanos would have to be brought Kesidron, and until they bring the Shte Alechem in year two, so at least L'chatchila, one would not be able to bring a Korban from this Tfua. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Tashma, and Rabba will want to bring a Raya to the Shaila of Rami Bachoma from a Braisa. The Braisa teaches us that the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, V'intak v'milchas bikurim l'Hashem, Aviv kolu be'ish, geres karmel, takar v'smilchas bikurecha. The Braisa explains, M'milchas ha'imer, kosu b'dabar, that this Pasuk is referring to M'milchas ha'imer, and as Rashi and Chumash explains, M'milchas bikurim, b'milchas ha'imer, kosu b'dabar, hi ba'aviv, b'shas b'shalat fua. The Braisa teaches us, Mehechem ba, that which grain is used for this mincha, minaserin, it comes from Bali, and not from Chitin, and the Brice is bothered at the that how do you know that the Minchas Oim is brought from Bali? Maybe it should be like all other Menachos and should be brought from wheat. And the Brice brings three explanations as number one, Rabbi Lezer Imer, Nema of B'Mitzrayim, V'Nema of V'Luderis, that at the end of Pashas Ve'ira by Makas Bora, the Pasuk states, V'Apishta V'Aseir Nukasa, K'Aseir Aviv V'Apishta Gival, V'Nema of V'Luderis, and also uses the term Aviv, B'Negeir Minchas Oimer, and Ma'av V'Mitzrayim Seirin. And since when the Torah used the term Aviv when it was talking about the Makas in Mitzrayim, it specifically referred to Bali, and as the Pasuk stated, Ki Aseir Aviv, therefore, Af Aviv Ha'amul Oderis Seirin. So when the Pasuk used the term Aviv, B'Negeir Oimer, it's also referring to Bali. Bryce continues with the second Makar, as Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Matsinu Yachid Shemevi Chavasim Nachitim V'Chavasim Nasirin, that since we find that when a Yachid brings a Karb Mincha, that most times he brings his Karbin from Chitim, but there is a Karbin Mincha of a Yachid that's brought from Sarim, and as we know, the Mincha Saita is brought from Sarim, therefore the same would apply to Kabbalah Sibar, since we find many Kabbalah Sibar that are brought as Menachais are brought from Chitin, and as we find by all Minchas Sachim of a Karban Sibar, therefore the Tzibar should be in Chavasim and Achitin, since we find that the Tzibar brings the Kabbalah Mincha from Chitin, it must be that Mavin Chavasim and Asarim, that there's at least one case where they bring their Karban that's a Chay from Sarim and from Bali, and the Imataim Ba Men Achitin, Lemitzinu Tzibar. And if you will say that even the Korban Minchas Ha'imer is brought from Chitin, then we will never find that the Korban Tzibor, that's a Chayiv, is brought from Bali. Therefore, it must be that the Korban Minchas Ha'imer is brought from Bali. And Lemaisa, the Lashon of our Gemara is a bit hard to understand. And Ayin Deshitu actually has two different Gersais. As number one is Geris, Metzinu Yachid Shemevi Chavasim and Achitin, V'Chavasim and Aserin, V'Tzibor Mevi Chavasim and Achitin. And therefore, Ma Yachid Mevi Chavasim and Achitin, V'Chavasim and Aserin, Av Tzibor Maybe Chavasim and Achitin, maybe Chavasim and Aserim. And he also brings another Gersa that we find a comparison between Minchas Yachid and Minchas Tzibor as Metzinu Yachid, Shemevi Chavasim and Achitin, Vitzibor Shemevi Chavasim and Achitin. And therefore, we should compare all the dinim of Yachid and Tzibor. And since we know that Yachid Shemevi Chavasim and Achitin, Chavasim and Aserim, so therefore, Tzibor Shemevi Chavasim and Achitin, Mevi Chavasim and Aserim, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues with the third Makar. This is the second explanation of Rabbi Kiva as Dava Acher, Mataim. And since in Pashas Pinchas, Benegir, the Shte Alechem, the Pasuk states, Over Yoima Bikurim, Bakrivcha, Mincha Kadosh Lashem, Beshvoi Sechem, Mikro Kredi Shielchem, Kamalachas Avid Leisasu. So we see that the Shte Alechem, which is brought from Chitim, is called Bikurim, and its mashma must come from the first Chitim that are brought on the Mizbeach. And if we already brought the Minchas Oimer from Chitim, then this would not be the first Chitim that is brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it must be that the Minchas Oimer was brought from Sa'irim, and therefore the wheat that was brought for the Shtei Alechem was the first wheat that was brought on the Mizbeach. And it's from this last point, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi wants to bring a Raya to be pushed at the Shaila of Rami Bach. Chama. And as Rabbi continues, Vim Isa the Shtei Lechem Shleika Sidra Nami Shayon Hamayin Shtei Lechem Bikurim. Why would you say that the Shtei Lechem is not coming for the new Tfua? As Mishkachas Lo the Makav Oimim Mahanach the Asherish Kedim the Shtei Lechem Ubasa Oimim the Shtakeid. That it is possible that in year two one could be Makav the Oimer from the Tfua Chadasha that was planted and grew between the Oimer of year one and the Shtei Lechem of year one. And the Shtei Lechem, while they will bring the Shtei Lechem Mahanach the Asherish Kedim the Oimer the Hashta Ubasa Shtei Lechem the Shtakeid from the brand new Tfua that only took root after the Shtei Lechem of year one, prior to bringing the Korban Oimer of year two. And even if one were to bring the Oimer from Chitin, then it is possible to have new wheat for the Oimer, as well as new wheat for the Shtei Lechem, as the wheat that is being used for the Korban Oimer wasn't around at a time when there was a Korban Oimer that was previously brought, and therefore it's considered Chadash for this Korban Oimer. And similarly, the wheat that will be brought for the Shtei Lechem will be from completely new wheat, as this wheat only grew at this point, and certainly it wasn't around when the Shtei Lechem was brought in year one, and therefore Rabbah wants to bring a raya to the first tzad of Rayim Bachama that considering Shayon, Shalei considering Lei Shayon, therefore one would not be able to bring the Korban Oimer from the Tfuah Chadasha that took root between the bringing of the Korban Oimer in year one and the bringing of the Shtei Lechem in year one. However, the Gemara responds, Misavrit, and we continue on Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph, that Bikurim Lepere Karminon, Lemizbech Karminon, and Va'achla Mizbech Bipere Dahashasa, when the Torah tells us that the Shtei Lechem has to be brought from Bikurim, from the first Tfuah, it doesn't only mean that the Shtei Lechem has to be brought new Chitin from this year. The Torah also means to teach us that it has to be brought from the first Chitin that are brought on the Mizbech this year. If one would bring Chitin on the Mizbech for the Minchas HaOmer, even though that Chitin was grown after the previous Minchas HaOmer and prior to the Minchas Bikurim of year one, but the Maisa was grown in the same year as this Chitin, the Maisa Chitin was already brought as a carbon on the Mizbech this year. Therefore, the Chitin that you bring on the Mizbech for the Shtei Lechem will not be considered Bikurim. Therefore, you can bring a Raya to either Tzad of the Shaila Varmi Bachama, even if we would hold like the second Tzad of Varmi Bachama, that Shaloi consider Nami Shayon. However, one would not be able to use any Chitin for the Korban Oimer, as even if they would use for the Korban Oimer of year two, wheat that was Hishrish between Oimer of year one and the Shtei Lechem of year one, it would still create a Chisaron in the Shtei Lechem, as it would not be considered the first wheat of this year's crop that is going on a Mizbech for the Shtei Lechem. That would not be a kiyum of the Pasuk that states Ubiyamek Bikurim that the Shtei Lechem must be brought from the first wheat that will go on the Mizbech this year. Therefore, we don't have a raya to either tzad of Rayim Bachama, and Ayin Dachreinim that are bothered that L'chir we actually have a perfect raya to the first tzad of Rayim Bachama, as since we just stated that the Shtei Lechem of year two must come from the first wheat that is placed on the Mizbech this year, so it's impossible that one will be able to use any of the wheat that is Hishrish between the Oimer of year one and the Shtei Lechem of year one, and therefore L'chir we should have a raya, and the case of Rayim Bachama with Zerinu Bein Oimer L'Shtei Lechem V'cholof Olayu Shtei Lechem V'Oimer that considering Shayon and Shalei considering Loi Shayon Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.